News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
You will recall yesterday that the EU, thanks to Jim O'Callaghan, given Ireland holding the presidency, convened an emergency meeting to deal with the migrant pressures, particularly those in Ceuta, where migrants from Morocco, 70,000 migrants by some reports, arrived in a space a little over 24 hours. Well, subsequent to that meeting, the EU Migration Commissioner, Magnus Brunner, said the EU needs to consider the lessons learnt after that border rush. Gina Smilek is with us. She's Brussels Bureau Chief for the New York Times. Gina, did he specify what those lessons are?
I think somewhat unsurprisingly, it seems like the lessons learned are that the EU member states should be implementing EU policies faster. So basically, the European Union has a new pact on migration, which includes stricter sort of border controls in some cases, different rules for how you treat asylum seekers. And it's been sort of a slow process implementing those rules. But I think that the EU is really looking at this as a moment to sort of galvanize that effort and push it into the future. And so that was a lot of the focus yesterday.
What, if anything, does the EU need to do about the various schisms that have opened over this issue? Because we saw the suspension of some of the Schengen free movement with Spain, and we saw a number of EU countries critical of Spain's decision to regularize in and around the region of 500,000 undocumented migrants.
Yeah, I saw a headline referring to yesterday's meeting as couples therapy, which I think was a pretty reasonable summary of what yesterday was. So I think after what was a really pretty public and a little slightly messy backlash to Spain over this sort of rush of migrants, where we saw sort of Italy really moving pretty aggressively to suspend its Schengen agreements, and where we saw the 22 of the other European Union nations really sort of criticizing Spain for its immigration policies, yesterday was really an attempt to sort of mend those fences, to make this less personally about Spain and more generally about the issue of weaponized migration, and to sort of suggest that there was, you know, some opportunity to hold hands and work together here. So I think what we really saw was an effort to sort of cool political tensions yesterday, and it seemed like that broadly worked. Although I think, you know, the sort of post-game analysis of this crisis is still in its early days.
Well, staying with your couples therapy analysis, is everybody going through the therapy equally enthusiastic? Because Pedro Sanchez, the Spanish Prime Minister, was fairly aggressively critical, describing the European Union and other European Union member states as selfish and polarizing. Them's fighting words.
Those are fighting words. I think that the EU really came towards Spain yesterday, if anything. You know, I think there were a lot of sort of overtures to point out that Spain had done a good job of managing this crisis, that they had reacted swiftly, that nobody had moved on to Spain's actual land border, and that Schengen was never in any way breached. And so I think this was basically an exercise of patting Spain on the back, saying, good job, guys, you did it, and trying to sort of make that a very public message after being extremely critical of Spain and the couple of days prior to that. Not necessarily the EU institutionally, but the EU members as a whole were very critical of Spain. And so I think this was a real effort to sort of shift that tone and put it in a more constructive space.
And Gina, what does it say overall about the European attitude towards migration? Because when this crisis first came to a head, and it is now probably more than a decade ago that we saw the first of the impact of the migrant boats across the Mediterranean, The prevailing attitude seemed to be one of provision of asylum and provision of support and a sense of altruism and a sense of duty of care to the migrants. Has that changed?
Yes, I think it clearly has changed. I think that what we've seen, and this has obviously been a very gradual shift over the last 10 years, but very much tied to the Syrian refugee issues, I think we've seen a real shift away from wide acceptance of refugees. Clearly, there is still provision for refugee status in the EU, but I think there's a real concern with people who aren't granted refugee status, how to get rid of them, how to do returns, how to make sure that societies feel like they are accepting refugees slowly enough that they can integrate them. Like, those are all huge focuses. I think we saw them really sort of crystallize in places like Denmark over the last 5 years. And then I think we've seen that, you know, the rest of Europe has made the calculus that worked politically in Denmark and that they need to do some version of that themselves. And so I think there has been a real shift.
Gina, thank you very much. Gina Smilek there, Brussels Bureau Chief for the New York Times.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.